No, I can't stand it.
But everyone thinks man needed.
Why?
Fuck it.
Yeah, fuck it. Yeah, maybe that I used to tell me fucking things too. Which was none of their business. But I lost a lot of weight now they don't tell. Well, just, you know. Yeah, people are funny, aren't they funny, man? They're the funniest.
Yeah. You got them
all. Oh, yeah,
I wanted to see if I could refresh your memory just because I brought some Xeroxes of things that are priceless to me that you did a long time ago.
I know, I remember. Okay. You don't think I remember?
No, I don't.
Of course I do, man.
Okay.
Of course I do. Of course I do.
Let's see if you remember any of these.
Of course I do. Of course I do.
I felt strange talking to you because when I talked to you a long time ago, you had a manager that had my name. And that's the reason why I even got a chance to talk to you. And now, of course, you don't. But whether you have negative or positive feelings about him, I'm still me. And I still have positive feelings about what you're doing.
Oh, thank you.
And,
of course I remember this. And it's right. I mean, no, I was right. That's right. This is honest. Yeah, one natural breath. I remember that. Let me grab that.
Hello?
Yes. No. Oh, I'm good. Can I help what?
Yeah.
That's all right. It's pretty good. No, but all right, I'll see you soon. Yeah, but not the way I do. I'll see you.
Are you kidding? But I'm not the only one that's done that. Everybody.
Yeah, well, not this time. I'll see you soon. All right, thank you.
That's true.
I love you, and I'll see you soon. No, well, don't worry. Don't worry. Really, you watch, don't worry. All right. I'll see you soon. Bye, then. Bye.
Applebaum, not intruding, or what have you, but I'm glad.
Are you kidding? I know you're not intruding. No, you're not intruding. I won't keep that.
I've been real fine.
You look good. I think you look good. They don't think you look good. Fuck them. No, I mean, you look good.
Well, I don't know.
What, do you want to be thin like the rest of these assholes? Shit. No, I mean, I felt good when I weighed a lot. A lot. And,
well, let me ask you.
Actually, I don't feel as good now as I did then.
What are you eating a lot or not eating? What are you eating?
Not at all.
Anything special?
Just nothing.
Huh?
Shit, look how thin I am. I'm a weeder. Look at this. These are tight. I mean, but look at this belt.
When was the last time you were
shit.
Like that?
I weigh the same as I weighed when I bought this coat. I was only, 19.
Oh, it's good you keep your clothes out.
Is that out?
That's great.
19 years old I was when I bought this fucking car. 19 years old.
Something's not.
I'm 39 now.
Right?
I weigh the exact, if not less, than I did when I was 19.
What do you attribute this good health to? What have you been doing to yourself?
Well, probably. What it all amounts to is if I can turn this. Yeah, great. I think probably. Thank you, Paul. That's nice.
Thank you very much.
That's so nice.
Thank you.
They didn't have any dark. I can see that right now.
Yeah, you got to.
No.
I'll see you in about a half hour.
All right. Look at this. Did you see this?
No. I'm about to, though.
It was long ago. You know what's funny about it, too? If you look at the dates, this one was done the same time, and this one is eventually 73. That was late at night, we were drinking, and I looked at it, and I said, yeah!
And he didn't think I'd be tough to remember this. You knew I remember.
We talked for a long time.
You knew I remember.
I hope so. When we
was the place we were in, man.
Yeah.
That made you think I didn't. You see, because when I get off the stage, I'm...
I told you I was from Florida. And you said,
well, I hate this. Yeah. You guys are going to smoke. I got to
Zoo World.
Have a little air up in here.
Zoo World is right.
Does that mean anything to you?
That's
Zoo
where
World.
It's from, yeah. You said next time you came down, you wanted me to take you airboat riding. I know, it was a long time ago.
Because I want to see those alligators, and I want to see the birds. Of course I remember that.
Well, it's no issue if you do or don't. I'm glad you do.
No, I remember everything. And I remember, if I meet somebody I like, I totally remember. I remember the whole sequence of events. I remember, you said, but I remember photographically. And painting-wise is how I remember.
Yeah.
You look real good. You don't know that? Look at me steal your lighter. You know, I'm so used to those damn lighters. I've got one of those damn lighters. I know I do. I do have one. That's only mine's bright. I mean, I've got a black one, a gray one, a white one. Gary Lucas. You know Gary Lucas? He puts lighters in my pocket.
You still smoking? You've been smoking for a long time.
I've been smoking. Well, I don't smoke cigarettes anymore. I smoke a pipe, you say, and unless I'm on the road. Then, I mean, how can you smoke a pipe on the road?
How do you reconcile your general attitude towards nature to what you're doing right now by inhaling that?
Oh, this?
Mm-hmm.
Nature grows tobacco. I like tobacco.
I
do.
I agree.
Don't you?
Is there a question?
I know.
Actually, tobacco isn't the case. They grind raisin in these cigarettes. I found
I know that.
Orange peels.
So no, they don't have that, though. Camels.
Oh, yeah. They're the raw stuff.
No, but they don't have as many chemicals as those. So.
These are treated because they're low.
I know. They don't have the tar.
But they have other stuff that
they won't
figure
out. Chemicals.
Yeah.
Which is weird tar, if you ask me. I'm sorry, I'm tarred and feathered. No, I mean, you know.
How have you been doing, really, since a long time ago?
Real good. Yeah, I have a manager now, Ling.
Yeah.
Ling Lucas.
Just a tiny bit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I know. So Lane Lucas is my manager, and I've been on TV three times in a month.
That's
three times. Three times on TV in 1 month. I would say she was pretty good.
She's doing her job, yeah.
And she did, it was the first time she ever managed anybody.
Why do you think things are happening for you?
I think it's Lane.
Really?
Yeah.
What did you think? You think the music has a lot to do with it? You think it's any different now than it was a long time ago, or?
I think people are beginning to realize that they better preserve artists. I think they're beginning to realize that. That was a horrible thing. I'm real concerned, deeply concerned over what happened to Lennon. That was horrible. I mean, you know, it was horrible. I mean, that was an isolated incident, though. I mean, that fellow has two children. That was very thoughtless, that.
Yeah.
Very thoughtless. I mean...
I wonder sometimes how you can, of all the artists that I've heard, you seem to really see an awful lot of beauty in a lot of things, and I wonder how that really affects you if you think that... Well, I know with all your older stuff, the stuff... Flash Gordon, Zip, what have you.
Oh, yeah.
You seem to, sometimes you seem to be pointing the finger at man as not really doing what he should.
I think that man is...
Or people, I guess.
Incredible. I mean, they're incredible. I mean, the things they do wrong. Even myself, I don't hold myself guiltless of that. I think it's incredible. I mean, it's just overwhelming. For instance, they have seen the Braves on Saturday.
Yeah, that was nice.
Now that was nice. That's incredible. Wonderful. I loved it. I know a friend at JPL, you know, that did the Mars Mariner mission, the Dreamer. Harry Norton, yeah, he lives in California, in Altadena. Yeah, I have to go see him. I met him 2 years ago in New York, and we flew back home, you know, on the same airplane. And man, he was brilliant. And I mean, he wouldn't hurt a fly. I mean, he was brilliant, you know, Dreamer, you know, like he sketched that thing out and dreamt it. Oh, man. Hello, Harry. Martin?
I don't know. It just seems to me that it's great that you can come back and have the same attitude. Of course, attitudes won't change, but the environment changes, and now I wonder. It seems like a long time ago. I'll be frank with you. I've been listening to your music for about as long as it's been. Okay.
Yeah.
A lot of things have changed since then, and your music's gotten better. You know.
I think this is the best album I ever did. This Dog at the Radar Station.
I think it's a hot band, but I just wonder if it's being received a little differently now because you always talked about. It seemed you always talked about people not accepting what you were doing, and now I think that
they're beginning to.
Well, they seem to be totally for the most part.
They were nice, that audience tonight. Real nice.
Well, you've always had people that, I mean, you know, there's the whole Beefheart cadre of people that have followed you for a long time.
Breathing.
And I don't know. Do you see. A long time ago, it seemed as if you thought. That given enough enough exposure with the right manager or what have you, that your music would be accepted everywhere.
They're doing it. I mean,
well, yeah, so I was going to ask you, do you still feel that way?
Oh, yeah. Huh? Well, she's doing it. She proved it.
Yeah.
Yeah, she proved it. I even played the Mud Club the other night.
A friend of mine saw you there. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. In fact, a friend that saw you. This is what's so funny. It's funny talking to you because it's...
I think I saw this friend you're talking about.
This friend, his name is Bud.
I said hello to him, I think. I waved to him. I think I thought I recognized...
He met you when you played with Ry Cooter.
Yeah.
I saw you down there, and he said... He told you his name was Cosmo the Magnificent, but his real name was Bud.
Yeah.
And I asked you about Bud in 74, and you said, oh, you mean Cosmo the Magnificent. So that was fine. There you go.
I saw him the other night. I knew I saw him. I didn't get a chance to talk to him, but I saw him and waved to him.
The people come back. They do.
Right, well, yeah.
I don't know, I was very impressed tonight, and I was real happy to see things happening for you. I don't know what do you really want now with the music and... With the new album and the exposure, do you just want more people to hear you, or do you just want to?
I just want more people to hear me. I'm still the same person.
I thought for a while that you were just, when you were with Mercury and that bad stuff happened. I thought maybe you just got a little sick of it all. I thought you might have just withdrawn from it.
No, I'll never quit playing. I like to play in front of people. I mean, if they're as bored as I am, I'm ready to have them there.
Yeah. Do you think people are really bored now?
I think they better be. I think they better change what's going on, don't you? I think that they better realize. I think they better realize. Because recently they were dropping Langdon, Dr. Langdon, when I came to MIT. I was talking in New York.
they're dropping waste, hot stuff, down in the Stygian part of a special part of the ocean. They're dropping this stuff, you know, into that mud that's 15 feet deep. Yeah. It moves. When the ocean is wounded, it takes the whole world to heal. What is the world doing, trying to hurt the ocean because they're wounded? Why do they want to wound the ocean?
Why? I know this is, you know, this is a strange situation, the whole interview thing or whatever. But why do you realize? So I hate to ask you some surface questions or whatever.
No, don't worry.
Okay.
About
well, why? This is writing or whatever. But if I can ask you something that's probably too obvious, why do you really care?
I just want to raise the art culture where I can be at the same table.
Where you can be in the what?
The same table. I want to be at the same table. And some of the tables are off-center as far as I'm concerned. They've got to raise a little bit for me to sit there. Only I can't sit anyway. I always find myself moving. Yeah, I'll change the table some way. But I don't hurt people. I paint. Of course, that hurts a tree. But all you can get is third generation canvas anyway. But it's still the same wind. Although they put odd things into it. I don't know. I just hope that they get hip to the fact that these things that they're putting in these cans, this hot stuff, is not going to just go down there and stay there. It's going to move around.
It's going to come over here.
Sure, everywhere.
Well, do you think that your music, since it's been out, do you think that it's really changed a whole lot as far as...
It hasn't changed the drums, because I don't do mama heartbeat drums. And I can't imagine anybody wanting to put that much emphasis on a heartbeat, because the heartbeat, I don't want my heart to attack me, so I don't do that. I won't.
Now you're in an interesting situation too, because all the people in your band, it's a fine band, but now, a long time ago, I'm sure these are people that, you know, your old band, they all learned together, you all went through it all together, and now these people have, I guess they have something extra that the old band didn't. They have the whole experience behind them. They have the records, and they all must have listened to them for a long time.
Oh, yeah, and I work with them.
Yeah.
They want to play everything. I'm going to play. I wrote 5 albums on this tour of Europe.
Oh, that's right. I was just over in England, and you were there, and I felt bad. I could have seen you, and I was doing an interview.
During an interview?
Yeah.
It
would have been fun to see you over there. Because
it was funny. Yeah, I enjoyed it.
The whole concept of the artist, you know, in quotes, it really seems to hold true, especially over there for someone from America.
Yeah.
Captain Beefheart.
Well, you see, the thing is that my grandfather, this was given to him by the Duchess of Windsor, Wallace Simpson Warfield. His name is Amos Vertner Warfield. And he gave me this. You know, and I'm glad to have this. I really have a fond remembrance of him. He's gone, of course.
Yeah.
But he used to play lap guitar with a pocket knife. And he had a rack harmonica. And that's why I got the influence of the blues on me, because he was good.
Okay. How old were you?
As a matter of fact, I think maybe he was one of the better I've heard. I was 4 or 5. He played it all the time. He was really good. And he was from New Orleans. He was something. Yeah, he was something. I'm half Dutch and half English. right down the middle. They really have a good time in the genetic flame.
Genetically mean. I'm
gonna try one of those things. You want one of those?
Oh, sure. Yeah. I wish you luck.
Yeah, I haven't ever had one of these things.
Okay, well, if you die.
Mental merit.
It's not my fault. Yeah.
Thank you. Interesting.
Tasty.
Not very tobacco-like, but interesting.
They're interesting cigarettes, too, because...
chemically interesting.
They're chemically interesting because they make you want to smoke them more and more. I didn't.
Yeah, I know.
They gave me a headache when I first smoked them, but I smoked them.
You got it.
Yeah, they taste great.
Yeah.
But all of a sudden, my nails started growing strange. No, I don't know. It's a weird situation, because I just... I guess, basically, what I'm going to do, I'm going to write just a think piece on you, etc. And I wanted to hear what you're doing now. I wanted to talk to you, but I'm at a loss because, as I'm sure you know, there's this Beefheart not a fantasy, but there's this whole thing. There's a thing behind Captain Beefheart. I don't think there's anyone ever, who's disliked you in the press per se at this point.
I
don't think so. I think, and everybody's...
I like the press, you see, because I'm trying to raise the art consciousness, you know. It's nice. The press is a wonderful thing. I wonder if people realize how wonderful it is. I wonder. You know, like...
Do you read the papers?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, of course.
Well, I would think that if you read the papers a lot, you'd just get discouraged and not want to read it anymore.
Yeah. Sometimes they come up with good things. For instance, there's a book you should read. I may have said this to you before. I don't think I did, though. A.J. Liebling. I think they put out an autobiography of him recently. He wrote a thing called The Press. You'd really like that. Oh, he was a good writer. He was telling how the press was going to be only ruled by about three people. He was right. Isn't that frightening, though? I mean, he saw that. Yeah, that's scary. Yeah. That's scary. Yeah. It is.
How do you like your mirror, by the way?
Well, you know what I like? Well, I don't have any right now. Sullivan Powell Egyptians. Did you see those over there?
No, I was at a complete loss.
Oh, really?
I'm a total non-cultured American. I go over there and I was looking for these. They don't have these, so I got the...
Reed. Oh, I know what you got. Yeah, I know. I got some once. Yeah. Green ones. Yeah, I know. I think that everybody's had too much to think. No, I'm kidding. I know that's the best album I've done. I know that. I think.
What? Let me.
This is the best group I've had. I know that.
Did you hear those Mallard albums?
I thought it was humorous, disgusting. I mean,
what especially?
Well, that same beat, you know. I mean, what are they gonna make money with that?
Do you feel like you own that beat, or do you feel that it's just out there for people to use? I mean, you seem to talk a lot about the beat.
It seems like that would make them think if they had a beat themselves, why don't they use it? Everybody's different. Why do they want to make it one thing? Why do they make the houses all the same? Why do they all group in an area with the same kind of houses? That's what I'm saying. I mean, why so much emphasis, how impotent. Now, why do they keep doing that same beat like that? It's too boring. I never have been able to enjoy that. I mean, it's too forced.
Well,
it's too hypnotic.
Do you think that's bad? I mean,
I think hypnotics are terrible. Or who wants to be hypnotized? Do you know what I mean? The same hypnotic oneness like that. I mean, of course it changes, but then they have made it to where it doesn't.
Yeah. But I've heard some music that you could say was hypnotic. It was the people like Terry Riley or...
I don't even know who that is.
There's something to say for hypnotic music in a way. And the way that, Indian music in the 60s, some people thought there was the ragas or what have you. They had some sort of...
I don't think they're hypnotic at all. I think they're very subtle changes of music. I never thought that was hypnotic. Not the real rags. I like Indian music. I like American Indian music. Boy, do I. I like Ukulele Ike was good. The voice of Jiminy Cricket. He was good. I mean, what a singer.
Do you feel out of pride because you're an American musician? Do you think about the America as such, or are you kind of...
I do, yes, I do. Definitely do. I think that I was born here. And there concerns me. Therein concerns me. I think it's frightening. I think that we better wake up. I tried to break that hypnotic state, catatonic state with Trout Mask Rippler.
Well, it's funny because...
Some, it did. Good.
I listened to that, I memorized the album in essence.
Yeah.
Some of your fans do. And when you did the...
That's amazing.
There's Old Gray, When you played it tonight, I was laughing to myself.
I had a few beers. I knew that somebody was...
I said the whole thing, except I think you stuck the two extra lines in there somewhere.
Where
did you? Think you might have. Maybe not.
No, somebody else was screaming.
Okay. But, in a way, when I listened to it last night again. I haven't listened for a while because the album means a lot to me. You can imagine it means more to you. But
well, maybe not.
Yeah, that's true.
Probably more to you than it does to me. I'm gone from that a lot. I mean, when I did it, I did it and I didn't have to do it again. Although I have to do it again. I mean, they want to hear certain things, like Big Eye Beans from Venus.
And do you think
I did that again tonight? So I did one from each, almost one from each of everything that I've done.
What are your feelings now? What'd you do? You did Safe as Milk, which is from Strictly Personal, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. What are your feelings now about that album?
I thought it was real good. I'm sorry that they distorted it because it was too good. The music was too good. You heard how it was tonight.
Yeah.
Compared to how it was on the album. It's better now than it was on the album.
When you...
Although that place did have a lot of echo in there. I mean, it may have been exactly like that.
I don't know.
You know what I mean? Right?
I do. Did you...
I added some extra lines in that. And I bet that's what you're talking about.
Safe as Milk?
Yeah, I did. I added a couple of extra lines because I felt like a couple of extra lines were needed.
I thought
that's what you heard. Yeah, you heard that.
No, I don't know.
Because you mentioned it right after we were talking about the other thing. I bet that was it because I did. Yeah, I did. I added a couple of extra lines. Yeah, isn't that funny?
Yeah, I'm surprised.
You know that stuff, don't you?
Yeah, that's what's.
You really do, don't you?
Yeah, that's what makes me feel. In a way, I'm partially embarrassed when I talk to you because. Okay, I talked to you a long time ago. You saw that.
Yeah.
We had a good discussion.
I enjoyed that. Yeah.
Okay, and.
I'm enjoying that.
I was writing for a college paper back then, and I had a good. I even reviewed you in high school in 1960, when you played as Rocky.
I remember that.
Okay.
You know that I remember that?
You were at a place called Pirates World, and I think your in-laws were there. That was a long time.
Oh, Jan's. Yeah. Jan's. Jan's. Jeff's mother's brother was there, and his wife, from England.
You made some statements about the fog. I really like
that. Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, it's just what I'm saying.
You remember that?
Well, of course I
so
do.
So do I now. Okay. I mean, well, I do, yeah. I totally remember that.
It just, it's funny because...
And I was drinking chartreuse. Do you remember that?
You know those little plastic machines that, you stick a nickel in and or you stick a quarter in, and two metal things come together that blow plastic up inside, and then the mold comes out. There was a gorilla, and I think you, or maybe one of the guys in the band, put it between the legs, and you inhaled it, and you were laughing, etc. But I guess the whole point I'm trying to say is this, that when you said before about the trout mask, I probably know it a little, you know, I really did grow up on this stuff, and what it all comes down to is, now when I talk to you, I, talk to a lot of people, but you're just, I wonder something, people are always telling you they like you, etc. And I've liked you for years, and I feel like in a way that I'm...
I really appreciate it.
Well, I seriously mean it. I just feel like I'm sticking my nose in places that maybe it would be better for me to not... Maybe it would be better for me to just hear the music and not know anything else about you, you know?
Right.
The music speaks for itself.
Yeah, I'm real honest. I mean, this last album, I mean, that's totally honest. A carrot is as close as a rabbit gets to a diamond. I mean, I have no money. I mean, I've never made any big money.
Do you want to?
I would like to. I'll tell you why I'd like to, because I would definitely like to start painting big. Big. You know, I mean, well, 20 by 20. That is big. Yeah, I would like to do that, and I would like to start making some movies.
Captain Beefheart versus the Grunt People never came.
Oh no, it's horrible. Yeah, you like those? If you do, take them, because this guy gave me those and I can't smoke them. I mean, I really don't like those light cigarettes. I hate light beer too.
You want to
water
go,
in it.
You want to go for it all.
And I don't go for it that much. For instance, I may smoke five Camels a day, you see. And I don't like to smoke that much. I really like a pipe, you see, because I don't have to inhale it. And Kurt Lauder, you know, Rolling Stone.
Yeah,
he gave me a fantastic pipe. I mean, a fantastic pipe. It's from Germany, and it's a calabash.
Yeah.
That is a good pipe. That really is. It's an old one. And he gave it to his father, and his father didn't appreciate it, so he sent it to me, and I like it. And he said a word that was hip when he sent that to me, crudmudgeonly. I like that word.
Crudmudgeon?
Yeah.
Do you enjoy talking about all your stuff, all your albums? Do you like talking about it? Do you think that they're over now, or?
I do, but when I hear somebody talk about them that really like them, I'll get excited and like them again. You know what I mean?
I do. Well, can I ask you? Can I ask you real quick?
Sure.
Safe as Milk, what do you think of that album?
I like that album, yeah.
Well, you're supposed to say that. You did.
No, but I like it. I think that it could have been mixed better.
Was Ry Cooder playing with you on that?
Yeah, he was real good. Yeah, I think that's some of the best I've ever heard, yeah. Of course, he was playing my music, so quite naturally.
And he was over there when you were, too, in England?
Yeah, he was in England, yeah. I didn't say it. He didn't come to see me.
What did you think about the...
I gave him a start. He was 13 when he played on Save His Milk.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Jesus. Well, how about the Mirror Man, that Buddha thing? Did you approve of that? Did it just come out without your knowledge?
It came out without my knowledge. And I was to remix it. You know, mix it.
You wanted to, or you...
I wanted to. Yeah. They said that I could. I put some poems on the back of it,
one of those right here.
Yeah, and they screwed up. It was I love
sales.
Fails, not sales.
All right. Okay.
Yeah, that's
that's what you wrote, and I wondered if you just, you know, you had a lot to drink or what happened.
I love sales numbers. I didn't put fails.
You wrote fails there.
I love fails numbers, not sales numbers. They put sales on that thing. How trite. How ignorant. You know, because I told them that over and over and sent them the poem, everything, and they still did that. And they put the wrong people. Those people didn't, Art Tripp didn't play on that album. And they had his picture on there. Real cheap. I was to remix it. They don't know anything about my beats. It sounded like they didn't know anything about my beats when I heard the thing. I was really stupid of them to do that.
Is that first time you used it? Is that true?
Yeah, that's the first time I ever played it. Really.
And
first night I ever played it.
That record.
I like that.
It's funny, that record came out without your approval, I guess, or
totally.
But
no, it came out with my approval. I even put poems on it, which they didn't pay me for. And when that came out, I thought, why the hell wouldn't you have let me mix it? They told me they would, or it wouldn't go out.
Yeah.
Just cheap.
Well, it's a good indication to a lot of people, regardless of the mix. I think people can hear what's behind it. You know,
yeah.
I do. I, you have your own feelings, but as a fan, I have my own too. I never got a chance.
It's fun. I mean, how could you write that good of music?
Yeah, I agree.
You know what I mean? There's no way. I mean, even those imbeciles couldn't write that, and they're imbeciles. How could anybody? And they did that, a lot of other people. I mean, it's happened to me 1, 2, 3, 4 times.
With albums?
Yeah.
Okay, let me direct the discussion here, because I want to get to these. Okay. Next LP was strictly personal. Your opinion of that was you wish they didn't fool around with the sound.
Yeah, because it was really good. I mean, it was really good.
What do you think of the picture inside?
Let's see. Oh, well, I did that, and they said I didn't.
That's what I want to say.
I did that. Not Guy Webster. Ha, ha, ha. You know what I mean? I mean, ha.
I made a movie in high school when I was in 1969, I guess. And 5 seconds of that was just, I had to include that shot, please don't sue me, or whatever, because
no,
it was
I mean,
the strangest shot ever.
I don't blame you.
That's incredible.
You know he didn't do it. The singer's other stuff. I mean, wow. I mean, oh man. I mean, really though.
Okay, well, this is good, because this is what I wanted to just ask you real quick.
Yeah.
Trout Mask Replica.
Yes, I enjoyed this.
Okay. Trout Mask Replica, is that your best, you think?
The best album?
Yeah.
No, I think this one that I just did is Doc at the Radar Station.
Okay.
On Virgin Records. Virgin Records? They sued me for $2 million to get me off Warner Brothers with an album called Shiny Beast, Bat Chain Puller. They sued me for $2 million. Warner Brothers dropped me. I mean, $2 million.
You're too hot to handle, right?
Yeah. And I don't, and in a way, I don't blame them. $2 million. All right. Then, they did nothing. Nothing. And they aren't doing anything.
Now I know.
And they forgot to pick up their option. Bye. But I never liked that name. I told them, I said, I don't like that name. Because if a little girl gets on a bicycle the wrong way,
she's not a virgin.
She's not a virgin. I mean, how disgusting. I mean, that's delving into something that's a little bit too personal. And I love women. I love the difference. I love the difference. I've been married for 10 years.
I love my wife. I mean, she's there before I am. So you can see that people should just quit fooling around with me. I'm an artist. I did every bit of that album for $40,000.
That's amazing.
Yeah, easy, no problem.
You did.
Right now,
that is an amazing figure.
If they listen to that thing, I mean, if they listen to the quality of that album, they would know that an artist knows what to do, and they don't slow down. They just do it because that's what they want to do. What I can do, you see.
Can I go straight through again, or is that?
Yeah, go. Yeah, okay. Go. Yeah.
Just your real brief summation of Trout Mask or whatever.
Yeah. Well, I enjoyed the album. These people that are with me now can play it better than the people that played the album. Although, I mean, like tonight, One Red Rose That I Made. Of course, that was on Lick Money Calls Out Baby. But I mean, he plays that thing. He really plays that thing.
Well, I heard that, I guess Gary Lucas did the...
Flavor Bud Living.
And I heard that his fingers were just about worn raw from...
He worked for 4 months on that thing, every day, every night, other than his work at CBS. He was a staff writer for CBS. But he flew out to Los Angeles, first take, like that, and that's the one I took, was the first take, you know. Although I let him do it 5 times to make him realize that the first take was it. I didn't want to put anything on him. He'd been working so much. Flew out, had jet lag, plugged in, and boom. Like, I mean, really good. Yeah, I'm totally happy with that album, period. And the next one is going to be ridiculous.
Yeah, what are the plans for the new one,
though? Really wild. Really wild.
Is there a company deal for that now, or what's going to happen?
That is in the...
You don't know yet, or?
I don't know, but I know that there will be. After hearing that album in the press and everything, and the acceptance, there's got to be.
This is, from following your career for a long time, this is the best. You've been on the cover of a lot of magazines. It couldn't have worked out better for them.
And then there's one funny thing, and I don't understand it, although it isn't worth getting a bullshit to find out the bullet, but that review by Robert Palmer saying that I'm a chauvinist, that is totally, that is ridiculous. How could he draw those conclusions out of art? That's what this album was. It was art. How could they think that I'm repressing or trying to put down the punk rock or new wave movement with Ashtray Heart?
Yeah.
Nothing to do with that. It was just art. You know, a poem has nothing to do with anything like that. That is really humorous. Mm-hmm. Although he didn't say that, It's funny. I mean, it's funny that he would think, and he put that in, what was that?
What did
he put that in? It wasn't New York Times, it was another one. What was it?
I'm not sure.
Village Boys.
Rolling Stone.
I don't know.
You did a Rolling Stone review.
Well, but, what?
Right in the Times.
I don't know what it was, but it was recent. It was some recent thing, and he doesn't even think that. I know that because he would have to know that I'm totally the opposite of that. I don't understand it. I just don't understand it.
He didn't show up with